2 will start immediately after. Later tonight, the Angels will play host to Texas. Boston will open up the night with a 5-game lead on the Yankees in the American League East. Cleveland is 5 up on the Twins for the 2 spot of the Central. Red Sox and Indians from Progressive Field. They will start just after the top of the hour. Dodgers and Pirates get underway in Pittsburgh. Pirates got a split over the weekend with the Cardinals, a much-needed one. They are 6.5 back in the division, 7 back in the wild card. The Dodgers are a cool 20 games up on Colorado in the National League West. You heard that right. Arizona is in a bit of a free fall. Their lead for the wild card over the Brewers is only 2.5. Arizona will visit the Mets coming up next hour. Monday Night Football, preseason style, Giants and the Browns. Coverage underway on ESPN. A chance for the world to see number one overall pick, Myles Garrett. Broncos announced Trevor Siemian will be the team starter for the upcoming season. And the Associated Press College Football poll is out. The 68th edition has Alabama as a preseason number one. The Alabama Crimson Tide picking up 52 out of 61 first-place votes. Ohio State was second.
Wednesday in Houston, two of baseball's best go head-to-head in interleague action when the Nationals head to Houston to face the Astros. Coverage begins Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio, presented by Indeed.com.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready with supplies and ready to get to work. Which is why Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Every day at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 10% off select A.O. Smith water heaters when they buy in bulk. And now through September 3rd during Lowe's Ready to Restock event, pros can get up to 10% off select Dow foam insulation. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for water heater discount. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/17.
After sweeping Bristol again, is Kyle Busch heating up at the right time?
I guess so, a little bit.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Before the winner's circle, before the engines start, the chase for the checkered flag begins in the garage. Follow Dale Earnhardt Jr., Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott, and Casey Kane in a groundbreaking new series that goes behind the scenes with Hendrick Motorsports. Road to Race Day is now streaming on go90.show/MRN. That's go90.show/MRN.
Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series, a collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
With two races left before the 16-car playoff field is set in the Cup Series, Kyle Busch certainly has momentum on his side after winning two of the last four races following some near misses earlier in the season. Now he's up to second in the points battle.
I would certainly like to have this continue on. You know, there's still 12 races or 13 races, whatever it is, till Homestead. So, you know, you can't be peaking too early. That's a long ways away. That's still 3-4 months away. So it's definitely not a bad thing, though, right now to be having this speed. But we've had this speed all year long, so we're just able to be closing the deal right now.
The Cup Series is off this weekend, but the Xfinity Series goes road racing again at Road America Sunday afternoon in Wisconsin. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
.605, welcome in. Hour number three of the Todd Brolecamp Show, coming your way on 106.3 FM and 107.5 FM in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Great show so far today. Chris Emma joined us from 670 The Score in Chicago. We talked a little Chicago Bears football and just a little bit of White Sox talk there at the end. I didn't offend him, did I, when I said he wasn't allowed to say Eloy Jimenez's name on the program anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I got a vibe. I got a bad vibe there. I don't think that segment ended on a good note with him. I may have just cost us a guest moving forward.
I don't know why I remember this, but do you remember the time where we had Chris on right before the holiday season, and Tyler was, I guess, accused of saying Merry Christmas to everybody. So instead of saying Happy Holidays, he said, Chris, have a great day. Happy Hanukkah.
I do remember that.
And Chris, I don't know if he celebrates or not, but was just sort of startled at that point.
It's literally a miracle that we can get anybody to join us at this program. We have alienated the vast majority of our guests at one point in time or another. KGYMRadio.com is the place to go to vote in our poll question today. Roger Goodell on the verge of getting a contract extension as the commissioner of the National Football League. We want to know, if you are a fan of the NFL, what your thoughts are about Roger Goodell remaining as the man in charge. Emil's Hideaway is sponsoring the poll question. Find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Join us again tomorrow. We'll have another set of four wristbands to Fry Fest, the post-Fry Fest concert in Coralville on September 1st, featuring the Pork Tornadoes. We've got those all week long. Coming up on Wednesday's show, 6 o'clock showdown. It's going to be a good week. It really is. And then high school football gets going on Friday here on KGYM. Week one action, North and South gyms. Scott Unash and Alex on the call of their respective frequencies. It really is a wonderful time of year. Something else is going on this time of year. And I have to tell you, I have been beating my head against the table for the better part of 2 weeks. And I don't want to say that I'm procrastinating here, but we are once again going to be doing a fantasy football league with our listeners. And I don't know how to solicit entries for the league to make it where it's fair for everybody. I don't want to take just random caller number six, because then you get a guy who just, he doesn't really care. He's in it to try to win the prize. I want people who legitimately enjoy playing fantasy football and want to win the prize at the end, like the trophy, which is currently on display on top of my desk. We didn't get to keep the NFL.com gift card. That actually went to Jason in North Liberty last year, even though he was runner-up. I want people who legitimately enjoy playing fantasy football, who take it semi-seriously. I don't want fantasy football guy. The guy who shows up at the draft with eight magazines and is calling people out. If you want to take a kicker with your 12th round pick, take a kicker with your 12th round pick. I don't want fantasy football guy. Kicker and defense. You save them till last, dude. I'm going to beat you. That's not the guy that I'm looking for, the type of person, I should say, because I'll tell you what, we've never had a female contestant in the Listener Fantasy Football League, and maybe that changes this year. Probably, given the demographics, not going to be the case, but fingers crossed. Maybe somebody has a co-manager, a female partner. But I'm soliciting input right now, which is one of the few things that you can solicit and not worry about being put in jail for. How should we open up the KGYM Fantasy Football League to you, the listener, this year? What should you have to do in order to get a spot in our league? 319-366-1600. I think in the past we've used stories about bad losses, which was tremendous. We kept track of them all. That was last year. And we took guys, the 10 saddest sack bad loss stories, and said, we're giving you a second chance. And that's about all I can come up with, and I don't want to do it again because, A, you did it last year, and or B, then you're just getting the bottom of the barrel. You're getting the guys who didn't make the cut last year. So I'm thinking, if they weren't good enough last year, to make the league with those stories. Why would they be this year? But I can't for the life of me come up with another way to get people to do this where it's fair and we're not just being uber lazy by saying, yeah, caller number six. Because we can do caller number six till we're blue in the face. That's lazy radio. I want to try to at least make this somewhat interesting.
So basically, we're bringing our KGYM weekly meeting onto the air here on Monday, August the 21st. And one of the things that I've seen recently, I follow a guy by the name of Jim Weber. Do you know who Jim Weber is?
I do, yes. I follow him, too. I can't remember. He had some account or something.
Yeah, it was Lost Letterman who used to cover college football and college basketball. Now it's, I think, College Sports Now. And daily, he has this contest, and I don't think you can really win anything, but he has a contest where he puts up a picture of a former college football player, college basketball player, and usually they're completely random, and you have to be a pretty diehard college football or basketball fan to remember this said person and said, and he posts the picture and says, who is this? Which former USF Bowl and 9 year, this was the last one, which former South Florida Bowl quarterback,
Dante Culpepper,
and 10-year NFL vet am I? And it was BJ Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm not necessarily saying that we post a picture or anything, but what about we post possibly a trivia question about
trivia
fantasy
questions
football?
Suck nowadays because of the internet. Trivia questions are pointless.
Understood, but the person who follows our
KGYM. That's a stupid idea, Alex. You
follows
suck.
KGYM
Leave.
Radio.
Trying
and
to convey that I wasn't
answer,
terribly serious.
That shows that they want to be in our league at least, right?
Yeah, but it just, I don't like the idea of trivia questions because with the internet, everything is at your fingertips nowadays. Can I tell you one of my proudest moments as a young kid was at a minor league baseball game when I was about 14 years old. I won the trivia contest one night. I was the only person in the ballpark who knew the correct answer. This is pre-internet. Who was the last man? And this will tell you just how sad my childhood was. I'm 14 years old, and this is one of the feathers in my cap. Who was the last man to manage the Oakland Athletics prior to Tony La Russa? If you have access to the internet, boom, you can answer that question in 10 seconds. Without the internet, then it becomes a trivia question. Jackie Moore is the correct answer. And they were amazed. How does a 14-year-old kid know that and nobody else in the ballpark does? And I go, because Jackie Moore was the manager of the Oakland A's on the 1986 Topps baseball card, and in 1987 it was Tony La Russa. Here's the sad thing about what I'm about to reveal about myself. When it comes to mid-80s baseball cards, specifically Topps baseball cards, 87 Topps, and things of that nature, I have a near photographic memory. And so if you say a name of somebody, I will, in my mind, pull up the baseball card from like 87, and I go, okay, boom, got him. Most of the time, I can even tell you what they look like.
So you have like a superpower, but it's only when it comes to baseball cards.
Yeah, it's, trust me, it didn't help me in high school, and it didn't help me in college.
So that's like being able to teleport, but just like 3 feet in front of you.
Yeah. It's like having a spoon.
Well, it's better than nothing.
Having a spoon and being able to teleport the Cheerio into your mouth without, well, you have the spoon. You don't really need that ability. So trivia questions, I like the idea, but in this day and age, it's so easy to, oh, look, the guy's got a Washington State jersey on, Google Washington State football players or whatever, and whammo. So we used the Bad Beats, which was, it was good. We got guys last year who they were fighting tooth and nail, and it got competitive, and they desperately wanted to get in. And I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, because we can be lazy and we can just say it's caller number six, and then one or two guys don't even show up at the draft because they're not invested. Last year we had guys who were invested, not financially, because it didn't cost them anything, but they were invested. They also didn't want to be called out on the air. And I've got to find a way, we have to find a way to replicate that this year, and I'm really struggling. So what should we do, or what should we have you do to prove to us that you are worthy of playing fantasy football with the KGYM staff? 319-366-1600. Someone on the text line earlier wanted to know what to do with Ezekiel Elliott, but they did mention they were in a dynasty league. You've got to keep him. You have to hang on to him. If it was a league where you throw everybody back at the end of the year, then my advice to you would be follow your instinct. But if you're in a dynasty league and you've got a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, chances are he's going to help you next year, 2 years down the road, or in a trade. So I would hang on to him. I'm not Tristan Cockcroft, though. I don't work for ESPN.
All right, Todd. Do you remember the 1989 Billy Ripken Fleer card?
Yep. Old blank face. And I do remember the fact there were two or three variations of that. There's one with white out. There's one with a black box. These cards were they're overproduced, mass-marketed, just garbage. But people were buying them right and left because they wanted to find the card, get the card with Bill Ripken, Cal Ripken's far less successful older brother, I believe. Now younger. Billy had to have been younger because he came up later than Cal did, with the expletive on the bat knob. Yeah. I can also tell you that the Cubs rookies that year in that particular set, off the top of my head, I believe Damon Berryhill had a card in that set, and I believe he shared it with Darren Jackson. But I never said Fleer was in the wheelhouse.
But she still knew what the card was.
How sad is that? Good God. I mean, just of all of the things that I could have been doing as a kid, that's my childhood. 319-366-1600. Someone on the text line is suggesting ask how many years they have played fantasy football and how many different leagues they are in for 1 year. That way they have some knowledge, but not die harder in 10 leagues.
1302 says multiple days give a word of the day. Actually, I think we did that 2 years ago. That's how we got our contestants 2 years ago. So maybe 1302 should be granted entry because
I totally forgot that we did this 2 years ago. I was thinking this was the second year.
1302 brought it up.
Scott on the text line says, have applicants send you their team name and an explanation of why they will be selecting that name. Well, Scott, you, sir, may have just mined a little bit of gold. I kind of like that idea.
So come up, what about...
You have to name your team before you draft it. And then if we, and I say we, I, like that name, then you're in. I don't know. I'm going to see. Now, radio has a ton of rules. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to run this up the chain, and I'm going to have to make sure that that would be okay. Because there's a prize involved, and I don't want anybody to accuse me of rigging this or anything. I just, outside of putting all of the names that we like into a hat and pulling 8 or 10 of them out. But I do like that idea. That's thinking outside the box.
People could text in. We would have to figure out how people would contact us about with their name ideas.
See, look now, 9466 says dibs on the Doug and Daddies. I got really excited. My son and I went to the farmer's market on Saturday in downtown Cedar Rapids, and there was a hot dog joint, and it was named Big Daddy's, and I thought the sign said Doug's and More. daddies and Dougs and all of that stuff. And I was thinking, wow, someone's a fan.
So basically, and every time you're saying every time you see the word Doug or daddy, you automatically assume that the other word is next to it.
Daddy and dog. And
that's close.
Yeah, because it was a hot dog place. And yeah, made me think, man, we got some, and I say we, he's a year old. He ain't buying crap. It's my money. I got some tremendous salsa at the farmer's market on Saturday. She said, as a little old lady, and she said, we've got mild, and we've got medium, and we've got hot. I said, I always start with the hot. I don't want the mild, because it usually tastes like tomato water. And then medium, okay, give me the hot. And I took it, and I'm chewing on it. And she goes, the second bite will get you. So I said, okay. And I took a second chip, and I put it in there. I popped it in my mouth. Bought a jar. The second bite was right there. Not too hot. I don't do ghost pepper. What, somebody was trying to get you to eat a ghost pepper earlier today. What the hell was that about?
They were making a joke about something that I had said earlier in the week.
Okay, you were making a wager. So they were going to make you eat a ghost pepper?
Correct. Well,
if the wager, we don't need to talk about the wager on the air.
We don't have to talk about the wager, but there was basically Claire from Just Schulte and Claire at Z102.9.
You almost had to put a dollar in the swear jar there for saying the former name of the show.
She made some salsa with what it's, I think it's called a scorpion pepper.
Yeah.
Which is hotter than a ghost pepper. And she left two scorpion peppers sitting on the table in our bistro.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you guys can take these. And basically, I went around the corner to Scott Unash's office and said, if so-and-so does this, I will eat a scorpion pepper whole. And there, Scott looked at me and said, I don't know about that. We might have to take that to HR, and for liability reasons, they might not sign off on that wager.
Now, I saw on TV a couple weeks ago, I think milk helps with that.
Well, yeah.
But I don't want to see you eat a scorpion or an Anaheim or a ghost pepper. And what's the hottest of hot?
Scorpion has to be right up there, because people talk about how hot ghost peppers are. And if scorpions are hotter than ghost peppers, it's got to be near the top.
9068, by the way, says, are you guys running another knockout league this year? Yes, we are. Stay tuned for details on that. We'll have it for you either here on the air or at KGYMradio.com. Everything that we've done in the past, we're doing again this year. So knockout league, check mark. Fantasy football league for the listeners, check mark. And I know I'm forgetting something.
Tristan Cockcroft.
No, I'm forgetting something else that we normally do. This is great radio.
High school football.
No, I'm not forgetting about that. I got the magnet. Well, whatever it is. There's something else. Knockout. All in the same vein. Boom, bing, bang, bada bing. And I can't come up with it. But everything that we've done in the past, we're doing again this year, including the Listener Fantasy Football League. I like the names. If you, and I'm going to have to run this one up the flagpole, whether or not we can do this. If they say, no, it has to be fair. We can't let you cherry pick the names that you like. I like that idea, though. So thank you very much. I think that, again, that was Scott on the text line, not Scott Unash, who was upset that I would even suggest about bringing up some more of the younger White Sox prospects. I think Scott's just ready for football season, high school football season. Speaking of, we are going to be at Coach's Corner Sports Pub on Friday. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. I say we. It'll be Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com along with me, and Alex will be there for a little bit on Friday. And then Rob and I will take you the rest of the way up until 7 o'clock. In the 6 o'clock hour, joining us on Friday at Coach's Corner, I don't know whether this is in person or on the phone, but Scott Chandler, former tight end of the Buffalo Bills, a couple other teams, obviously former Hawkeye. We're debuting a retooled third hour on Fridays. And I'm happy to say that we've got a sponsor for that. And I don't know whether I'm cleared to say who the sponsor is yet. So I would give a free plug, just as I did for Daddy's Dugs and Dogs and More, whatever it was. And I don't want to get in trouble.
Did you hear that we have a spot? And we won't give away that. I'll just give this as a teaser. We have a spot for our draft as well.
We do. We've got the draft. We've got the date. It's going to be Tuesday, September 5th. And it will be after 7 o'clock for reasons that you should understand, because we're going to have to be able to get there after the show is over. But if you're interested in playing in the Listener Fantasy Football League, the draft is the 5th of September, a Tuesday night, likely 7:30, 7:45. And you'll have to commit a couple hours to joining and drafting in person. We're not letting you into the league and doing it online. What's the point? Yeah, this is guys getting together, guys and women. I keep excluding women. I'm not doing it on purpose. When I say guys, it's very platonic. It's men and women. So don't ever assume that I'm being a sexist jerk when I say guys. Men or women, we want to do this in person, face-to-face. We want to have some drinks with you. We want to maybe eat some food, although I understand the place that we're going does not serve food. It's basically a good old-fashioned bar, and we'll make arrangements maybe for food from one of our other fine sponsors. But I think we've solved our problem here. Now I just need to make sure that this is okay, and then we throw it out there. And it's incumbent on you to come up with creative names that will appeal to me and get you into the league. And then next year, I'm going to kill 25 minutes in the exact same manner, and I'm going to talk about, well, 2 years ago we did this, and then last year we did the fantasy names. 319-366-1600. It's 627. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. The AP Top 25 preseason poll came out today. Alabama, number one. We'll break it down for you all before 7 o'clock tonight. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on 106.3 and 107.5 FM and 1600 AM. We'll be back after this.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin & Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
The 2017 high school football season gets underway this Friday night with a big Metro showdown. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me from Kingston Stadium this Friday at 7 on 1600 AM as number 9 Prairie meets number 6 Washington. This 4A non-district battle promises to be a good one between a pair of playoff teams from a year ago. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. 4A number 9 Prairie at number 6 Washington. Friday night starting at 7 on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM.
That is like nuclear launch code Independence Day music there. I love it. That doesn't say high school football. That says summer blockbuster movie. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, Aliens. I think they've done that before. Aliens and Sigourney Weaver.
Was that the
those two
music
were in Men in Black
from Aliens?
No, don't go.
I've never seen the flick.
You've never seen Alien?
I have not.
What other? I know I don't want to
see.
Know.
We were going to have a segment a couple of weeks ago where you asked, "What are movies that you haven't seen that you're embarrassed that you haven't seen?" And
yeah,
there was going to be a long list.
Thank
that I
God
reeled off.
We didn't get to that. Now I will say this: millennials have been accused of killing a lot of things, but I found out firsthand at the farmer's market one thing that has certainly been killed by millennials, and that's giving correct change back. Because, and it's on me, I didn't watch her count the change back to me after I bought my cup of coffee, and so the $2.50 cup of coffee magically became a $7.50 cup of coffee, because rather than getting the $17.50 back, I got $12.50 back, and I didn't realize until I was way down the street, and I thought, well, I could go back, I could turn around and go back, but A, what if they don't believe me? And B, I probably wasted money on worse things in my life. So for $2.50, it was a good cup of coffee at the farmer's market. $7.50, probably a little high priced. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team won its first game at the World University Games in Taiwan on Sunday, beating Mexico 3-2. Things were tied at one, and Iowa had actually been held hitless after seven innings, but a rally capped by RBIs by Tyler Cropley and Brett McCleary gave Iowa all the cushion they would need. They're off today sightseeing in Taiwan, but will take on Russia tomorrow. The first AP Top 25 poll was released today, and neither Iowa nor Iowa State received any votes. Alabama is your preseason number one, with Ohio State coming in as the Big Ten's top-ranked team at number two, along with Penn State 6th, Wisconsin 9th, and Michigan 11th. Oklahoma tops the Big 12 at number 7. The Colonels beat the Beloit Snappers three times over the weekend and announced a roster move today before going for the sweep in a noon game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pitcher Tyler Wells is back with the team after a stint with the Gulf Coast League Twins, and Evan Sanders is headed to the 7-day DL. The Colonels finished the four-game sweep this afternoon, led by Royce Lewis notching his first home run. They won 5-4 and are hitting the road to begin a series with Kane County tomorrow. The Twins have another doubleheader today. They're playing Game 1 with the White Sox right now. The Sox lead that one 7-2 in the 7th, and we'll pick up Game 2 scheduled to start right after our show. It's going to be Dylan G on the hill for the Twins, and Carson Fulmer called up as the 26th man to make his season debut for the Sox, and you can hear that one on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
I'm seeing this ABC News story today, and you'll see a ton of them tonight, but babies born during the eclipse earlier today. And ABC is reporting on a story of a baby born in South Carolina, and their parents named the little girl Eclipse. And the quote from the mother, "I think it was just meant to be. We're probably going to call her Clipsy."
That poor child.
Someone from Child Protective Services, please step in and save that child. Tell them, no, you cannot do that. That is the name of the family pet. Clipsy, come here. Come here, Clipsy. You can Eclipse. You named your kid Eclipse.
Sadly, that's not even close to the worst thing that anybody's ever named.
Oh, I'm
child.
Not going down the name wormhole.
I'm not either, but
I have friends that are teachers, and this is that time of year. You won't believe who I've got in my class this year.
I mean, it happens in sports, too. The college football all-name team.
And then that's another subject for another time, but naming your child after someone who is famous is a bad idea. And I've witnessed it firsthand. A person coming face-to-face with the person that they are named for, and it ended in tears. And I'm not sharing that particular story because the person, I know the person, the quote-unquote famous person, not a great story to share with anybody, but I've seen it with my own eyes. So if you are thinking about naming your firstborn son Bethard, don't do it. Just stop. Don't do it. I'm sure CJ's a nice guy, but you don't know what he's going to be like 30, 40 years after his career is over. 6:35, my career may be over if I keep talking any longer. We've got to take a break. We need to come back. We'll talk about the AP Top 25. Plus, as Kyle mentioned on the Big Board update, Royce Lewis hit his first home run as a member of the Cedar Rapids Colonels today, but he did not get the ball because of the eclipse. If that sounds like it's going to be a really stupid story, trust me, it is. And we'll tell it to you when we return after this.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, optional on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match. Because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
Calloused fingers, scraped knuckles. These are signs of hard work, struggle, and victory. The same is true with your engine, but the signs are harder to see. That's why there's Valvoline MaxLife. After 75,000 miles, use Valvoline MaxLife to treat the hidden signs of aging and help maximize the life of your engine. Valvoline, 150 years under the hood. For DIY tips, hot rides, cool merch, and exclusive content, head over to TeamValvoline.com. Join for free today.
6:37, welcome in. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, on the other side of the clean glass. We told you that story last week. I still can't believe it. Look at the glare off that. I need the eclipse glasses to be able to look at that. It's so clean. 319-366-1600, and that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We'll get to the AP Top 25 poll in just a bit. But from a, like, if you listen to me, you know, and I just can't help myself, I am filled with contempt for a lot of people who just rub me the wrong way or just plain stupid. And
you should put that on your business card. Todd Bromelkamp, filled with contempt. Filled with contempt.
I'll talk to Loretta about that tomorrow. And my goal is to make it to another printing of business cards. Every 2 or 3 years when I run out of business cards, then I know if I go to Loretta and I say, I need more business cards, and they show up on the desk the next day, then I'm in good standing. If I say, I need more business cards, and you don't see them for a while, that's when you have to wonder, okay, how much longer is the gravy train with biscuit wheels going to keep on rolling, if you know what I'm talking about, Bigger and McCracken. Royce Lewis, the number one overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft this year, homered for the Gulf Coast League Twins in his very first at-bat. So what happened today at Veterans Memorial Stadium was not his first professional home run. However, it was his first home run in the Midwest League and his first home run as a member of the Colonels. And so there's a little bit of personal history tied to that baseball, and it so happens that the Colonels tried to get the ball back for Royce Lewis today in case he wanted it. And some guys keep that stuff, some guys don't. And two women were driving by and happened upon the ball. They stopped their car and they get the ball, and a representative of the Colonels meets up with them and says, hey, that's kind of an important ball, but we would be willing to make a trade with you. Could we give you another ball? Could we give you something else to entice you to make the trade? And this is common. We've seen this in, you know, the major league ballparks a lot. Somebody will catch a first hit home run or some historic ball and, okay, I'll trade it in for like a signed jersey. You're not getting a signed jersey in the minor leagues because they don't have 200 of them laying around. They usually have one jersey for the entire year. But, okay, a bat or a team signed ball or whatever. The women, and I apologize, I don't know the ages of the women. But the two women said no. And their reasoning for not trading the ball was they were calling it their eclipse ball. So they found the ball during the eclipse. And I don't know whether they think that it's filled with magical powers.
Is it a sign?
That it's a sign, exactly. But Royce Lewis didn't get his baseball from his first home run in Cedar Rapids as a member of the Colonels because two women called it their eclipse ball.
Did they name it Yachty?
No, they Clipsy. They called the ball
Clipsy,
just like the new parent in South Carolina. Well, I guess legally the child's God-given name is going to be Eclipse, but they're going to call her Clipsy. Nah, no relation to Sipsy, who was a character in Fried Green Tomatoes. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can use that to reach out to us. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call, 319-366-1600. It is our consultants' favorite day. You have consultants in the radio business. They try to come in. They try to make your show better. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. A lot of times it happens to depend on the personnel entrusted with making the show good or great. A.K.A. the guy I look at in the mirror every day, but our consultant has a phrase. What is that phrase, Alex? What does he like stories to do?
Block out the sun.
Block out the sun. So today has literally been our consultant's favorite day here, and I'm hoping that if he listens to this hour of the program, he won't talk about things like pace and content, and he'll just be happy that we sort of mentioned him on the air.
And the story was about an eclipse that blocks out the sun. I see what you did there.
Total eclipse of my heart. We still have people suggesting how to get into the fantasy. Here's the deal. After 7 o'clock, we're off the air tonight. I'll sort through those, and then I'll go to management, and I'll say, can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do this? And if we can, it'll be the team name thing. And if not, we'll have to go to plan B or plan C, plan D, on down the line. But we will have the Fantasy Football Listener League this year. Again, that much I can promise you. On the subject of actual honest-to-God football, I know you saw this earlier today. We were talking about it in the office. The preseason AP poll has come out, and I'm sure Nick Saban at Alabama is just over the moon about this. We know his thoughts on preseason polls because he shared them last week with the guys who cover the team. And likely have sources close to the team, which is really just the way that they cover up sharing their own opinions. We covered that ground earlier today. Alabama's number one. Ohio State is number two, followed by Florida State, USC, and Clemson. Clemson, your reigning national champion. Penn State is six. Oklahoma with a brand new coach in Lincoln Riley, seven. Washington, eight. I don't think the Huskies are probably in danger of losing that number eight ranking. They open the season on the road at Rutgers. Wisconsin is nine, and Oklahoma State 10. What I find interesting about the top 25 today is there are four Big Ten teams in the poll, none lower than 11th or higher, depending on what verbiage you want to use. You've got Ohio State 2, Penn State 6, Wisconsin 9, Michigan 11. And then no other Big Ten team makes an appearance until you get down into the others receiving votes. Northwestern received 25 votes.
I think it shows the voters, I guess, knock against the Big Ten. The writers' knock against the Big Ten is that it's top-heavy. You have the programs who are running away with the rankings year in and year out. We'll see about Jim Harbaugh in his first season with a lot of his recruits in the fold. I think they're going to be just fine. I know a lot of people are down on Michigan. I think
Phil
Steele
on Friday, and I know you weren't here, Phil Steele thinks they're overrated.
I think they're going to be just fine. Ohio State, they were a college football playoff team last year. They bring in one of the best offensive minds in college football in Kevin Wilson. The theme here is the best coaches in the Big Ten. Ohio State and Michigan are going to be ranked year in and year out based on the prestige of their program. Wisconsin is going to be ranked highly, I think a lot based on the fact that they have a much more manageable schedule than they had last year. Last year was a murderer's row schedule. They handled it very well. They made it to the Big Ten championship game. This year, they return a lot of starters. They lose Jack Sitchie to an ACL injury. That's going to hurt, but I think they're probably the favorite in the Big Ten West. And when you look at those two, and then Penn State returning their offensive coordinator, their quarterback, and their Heisman Trophy caliber running back. So I think we chatted about it 2 weeks ago at the Coach's Corner about Dan Wolkin of CBS Sports, his article about the Big Ten being overrated. I think the Big Ten is a conference right now that has three top-of-the-line programs, and then there's a lot of good to average programs right there in the middle. And they're kind of fighting to every once in a while make their way into the discussion for a Big Ten championship game appearance. Iowa falls into that good program that every once in a while makes their way into a Big Ten championship position. So we'll see how this season plays out. But those three teams, especially Michigan and Ohio State, are all going to be ranked near the in the top 15 for the foreseeable future unless something dramatic happens.
Three other Big Ten teams got votes. Two of them I have no issue with. The third, I'm wondering if someone lost a bet.
Rutgers?
Northwestern got 25 votes. Nebraska received 4 votes, and 1 vote went to Michigan State. What about Michigan State screams, deserves consideration for, obviously somebody put them at 25 or something on their ballot, but what about the Spartans screams, yeah, it's top 20, even if that's a speculative play. Michigan State will be a top 25 team by the time that the season is over. I don't see it. Now, the Big 12 also had 4 teams in the poll. You've got Oklahoma at 7, which is fascinating all by itself because of the Stoops resignation and Lincoln Riley taking over. Oklahoma State at 10. And then you've got Kansas State. I'm sorry, 5. I did it. I'll cop to it. I overlooked West Virginia at number 22. My brain is hardwired when it comes to which conference certain teams are in. That's embarrassing. West Virginia at 22 and Texas at 23. I'll ask you this. The back 5 of the top 25. Is there a team? I can't really ask you this because Virginia Tech is one of them, and I know you love Justin Fuente.
No,
and
I will not answer okay. Virginia Tech. They just named their starting quarterback. I think they'll be a fine 8-4, 9-3 team, but
which
I don't think
one
they're
going
to rise to the top 10.
And maybe the answer is none of them. Which one of these 5 teams do you think has a really good shot at ending the season a lot higher in the poll? Virginia Tech is 21, West Virginia, Texas, Washington State, or Tennessee? Tennessee was 9-4 last year. West Virginia was 10-3. Virginia Tech was 10-4. Texas was 5-7, but you got Tom Herman coming in there. Everybody expects the Longhorns to be much better than that. And Washington State are, under Mike Leach, 8-5.
I think it's going to be Washington State. They have a quarterback in Luke Falk that nobody's talking about. But he is a possible top 10 draft pick in next year's draft. They return guys at the skill positions. They were 8-5 last year, and they had a terrible, terrible showing in a bowl game against Minnesota. But this is a team that I think in the Pac-12, other than USC, I don't see a team that absolutely runs away with the Pac-12. Washington, I think, is going to take a big-time hit. I know there's talk about Jake Browning coming back at quarterback, but they lose John Ross, and they lose their entire secondary, which was the best secondary, maybe the second-best secondary in college football behind Ohio State. So I think Washington State could climb into the top 15 if things go well in the non-conference schedule because of the quarterback and because of the coach. But having said that, I say because of the coach, how often do you see Mike Leach teams finish better than 8-4 or 9-3 in a season? It doesn't happen very often. So that's the one caveat where I look and I say, ugh, I'm a little bit hesitant about the Cougars.
Remember that time Texas Tech fired Mike Leach because Craig James got upset about how he treated his son?
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun. I root for Mike Leach. He's one of the first guys that ever joined us on the afternoon show here on KGYM. And I just, to me, he's intriguing. And I like intriguing people, even if they're out there, even if I don't see eye to eye with them. Be interesting. That's all I'm asking in this business. And Mike Leach is beyond interesting. I mean, the guy is a certifiable, interesting character. Not necessarily the most interesting man in the world, but maybe college football's version. And you're right. You're absolutely right, though. That's a guy who's made a career off of being very good, but not great. And I don't know if anybody ever expects Mike Leach to coach a great team. But if you're at Texas Tech or Washington State, very good can get you a long way.
Especially at Washington State.
If you're not locking, allegedly, the son of an ESPN commentator in a shed as punishment and losing your job in Lubbock.
I think Washington State is thrilled to have him. And I just realized that I completely forgot to say the name of the top 10 potential top 10 quarterback, Luke Falk, for Washington State.
So no, you said it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you said it.
Well, then I don't
You
apologize.
Said nobody was talking about him, and then I thought, well, Luke's parents are probably
Luke's
very
parents
proud of him.
Are very proud of him. I think that's another thing you talk about quarterbacks in Mike Leach's system. Most of them don't go on to have NFL careers. Most of them
great college numbers.
Are unbelievable college numbers.
We're going to see one of them in Iowa City in week 3 in Graham Harrell, who is
right.
The offensive coordinator at North Texas.
You have one who's the head coach at Texas Tech,
yep,
now, and
Cliff Kingsbury, whom Iowa played in the 2001 Alamo Bowl when their receiver was a little guy by the name of Wes Welker.
But I think that this year it just has a little bit of a different feel. Graham Harrell led a team that with Michael Crabtree and a lot of other weapons on the offensive side of the football. I think it was 2007 that went 11-1, and if they wouldn't have gotten blown out by Oklahoma the week before the Big 12 championship, they could have been in the national championship game. I'm not going to say that Washington State has that kind of talent, but they have enough to make some noise in the Pac-12.
Alamo Dome Press Box, 2001. Oh, look at that little guy down there. That's cute. He thinks he's a football player. What's his name? Wes Welker? Special teams guy? Slot receiver? Oh, he's cute. Good luck in the CFL, Indoor Football, Arena Football League. Man, what a career. And I saw him in person in a bowl game, and that tells you all you need to know about my eye for talent. 6:54, we'll take a quick break. I don't know what language I was speaking there, but I believe it was English. When we come back, Kyle will very much have in English for you your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Things have taken a turn for the Minnesota Twins. For the better or worse, well, you'll find out when we come back after this.
I'm Austed, we've got your game.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. You've been waiting to buy that new driver or golf shirt till it goes on sale, right? Well, wait no more. Austed's end-of-summer clearance sale is on now. Savings up to 60% on brands you want at the lowest prices of the year. Have our award-winning club fitters get you in the right equipment, regardless of the price. Shop Austed's now for our end-of-summer sale and save up to 60% store-wide and online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Friday at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM and get ready for Regina football action. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Sorry, I was busy being snarky with some friends who are planning my 20th year high school reunion. I'll be an adult now. Send it over to Kyle. He's got your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the evening. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Baseball team won its first game at the World University Games in Taiwan on Sunday, beating Mexico 3-2. Things were tied at 1, and Iowa had actually been held hitless after 7 innings, but a rally capped by RBIs by Tyler Cropley and Brett McCleary in the 8th gave Iowa all the cushion they needed. They're off today sightseeing in Taiwan, but will take on Russia tomorrow. The first AP Top 25 poll was released today, and neither Iowa nor Iowa State received any votes. Alabama is your preseason number one, with Ohio State coming in as the Big Ten's top-ranked team at number two, along with Penn State 6th, Wisconsin 9th, and Michigan 11th. Oklahoma tops the Big 12 at number 7. The Colonels beat the Beloit Snappers 3 times over the weekend and announced a roster move today before going for the sweep in a noon game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pitcher Tyler Wells is back with the team after a stint with the Gulf Coast League Twins, and Evan Sanders is headed to the 7-day DL. The Colonels did finish that 4-game sweep this afternoon, led by Royce Lewis notching his first home run. They won 5-4 and are hitting the road to begin a series with Kane County tomorrow. The Twins were supposed to have another doubleheader today. They were playing Game 1 with the White Sox right now, but they're actually delayed. The White Sox were winning 7-3 in the 8th inning. We're supposed to have Game 2 scheduled to start right after our show. It's going to be Dylan G on the hill for the Twins, Carson Fulmer for the White Sox, and you'll be able to hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, if they get started in time.
All right, coming up on the show tomorrow,
Ed Creech of MLB Trade Rumors, Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and audio from the offensive and defensive coordinators of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Phil Parker and Brian Ferentz. And I said that backwards, so I apologize.
I'll be there. You should be too. Enjoy your Monday. Talk to you tomorrow.
Napa know-how.
For something that has anti in its name, Prestone Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $11.99 at Napa, sure is pro a lot of things. It's pro keeping your car from overheating, pro maintaining.